Ohio State student Martin Schneider says he was in the courtyard outside the Watts Engineering Building on the OSU campus shortly before 9 a.m. when he noticed a silver car.
Well, I saw the car go through. It hit a couple of people.
He says he didn't know what to think at first.
At the time, I didn't think it was intentional, but then the suspect in the car came out with a knife and started swinging at a student. I don't think he actually really stabbed him, though. After that, I start to run away until I look back, and I notice that the suspect with a knife wasn't at the scene anymore. So I went back to maybe help, you know, any injured students that were there. There were a couple injuries, but I fled shortly after because I heard gunshots.
Schneider says, in hindsight, that was likely the sound of police shooting the 18-year-old suspect dead. The university ordered students to take precautionary measures during the confusion as the incident was unfolding. That's what was happening in a nearby student services building a couple of blocks away, where Isaac Kim, a student at nearby Capital University, was taking a test to get his teacher's license. He says he only had 3 questions to go when everyone in his classroom was forced to evacuate as authorities searched a parking garage adjacent to his building.
It's like one of those things where, like, you know, you hear about this on the news, you hear about it, you know, seeing movies and stuff like that, and it's like, it's crazy, and, you know, you never think it happened to you.
Kim says the timing of this incident is ironic when you think about the presentation he was making at Capitol later in the day.
My subject is a school shooting, so I might have to change up my material a little bit, speak anecdotally, I don't know.
Ohio State University canceled classes for the rest of the day. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.